I have thought about this and want to surprise you today. So we will start with Jayarada Madhava, just very briefly, and then we have a Govinda Kund. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi jana pallava giri varad hari. Yasoda nandana raja jana ranjana. Yasoda nandana raja jana ranjana. Yamuna tira panachari. Yamuna tira vanachari. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ah. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, 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 Krishna, Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, Rama, please, all of us again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, 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 Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Hare. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. To this last class in a series of classes which is called Entering Krishna's World. We took as a guideline the Braj Vilas Stava of Raghunath Das Goswami, and we'll now view what we have heard so far from the perspective that is very prominent in our movement. Our movement is not known, except for a few exceptions, to deal with this area of our literature, to where we constantly think about, where we learn to train our mind at Antakarana to constantly think of Krishna. Yes, we hear, we are mostly oriented in the Vaidhi tradition, and we are hearing Smaranam in the context of Vaidhi, to always Vishnu, Smatavya Satatam Vishnu, Vismatavya Nadyatujet, Sarva Vidi Nishedasyo, Etayo Eva Kinkaya, to always think of Vishnu, Prabhupada says, Krishna, and to never forget him. That is the purpose of all rules and regulations. So, but we hear this more in context of the Vaidhi tradition. When Prabhupada was asked, how do we think of Krishna? He said, have you drunken water?
And and the journalist would say, yes, 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 we have drunken water.
So the taste of water, that is Krishna. Think like this of Krishna. He would introduce, as a leader of an international movement, the process of thinking of Krishna by giving people not the items of the spiritual world, but the items of this world. No? Yes. So, yes, this is known. This, all those who are disciples of Prabhupada and who read his books, they know. And this is absolutely correct. Of course, who am I to say such a sentence? This can bring us absolutely to our supreme goal. If it is understood properly and done properly. There is a very nice, interesting verse. I take, it's in the 8th chapter, 3rd verse, 3rd, no, 8th canto, 3rd chapter 28. Are you listening, by the way?
Yes.
Oh yeah, good. So here Gajendra, in absolute surrender to Krishna, and with some urgency, he sees no other help. He is attacked by a formidable crocodile, not a small one from Florida, a formidable crocodile, and he has turned to the other members of his herds. It was a big herd. There were some powerful young elephant bulls amongst them, but no one could help him. And now he remembers from deep down, buried in his subconscious mind, which stored the impression of the past life. He remembers how he said a prayer in this past life, and he remembers the prayer, and he approaches the Lord. He says the prayer, "You possess unlimited energy, my Lord, but you are unapproachable by those who are unable to control their senses. You can do anything, my Lord, but unfortunately you are so beyond, you're so transcendental. For those who are unable to control their senses, therefore all I can do is I offer my respectful obeisances unto you again and again." Implied in this is that perhaps you make an exception and save me, because I have surrendered unto you, and he says, you are the protector of the surrendered soul. So, let us stop here for a while. You are unapproachable. This comes a few times in the Bhagavata. It means Krishna is beyond. He's beyond the gunas, is beyond our world. And he is hidden behind the curtain of this whole cosmic drama which we experience and in which we participate to a larger or smaller extent. So there is nothing inside our power which we could do to reach him. Not tapasya, not any process, nothing. He is beyond all our mind to think of him, beyond our words to express him. But there is also nothing outside of his awareness. He is knowing everything. He's also knowing our attempts. So, once you understand this, you know that you must take an alternative to doing anything on your own steam, on your own power. Instead, you must be knowing how to attract his mercy, because then if he is merciful to us, he on his own terms and on his own volition means will power, on his own decision, he can decide to pull us out. This is Gajendra's insight. Or to do something, a slogan of our Hare Krishna movement, instead trying to see him, simply act in such a way that he sees us. Yes, you know the lingo. So one morning in Mayapur, it was the festival before Prabhupada's last festival. It was in February 76. There are wonderful lectures he gives. Prabhupada says something that will give all of us courage and perhaps a direction that we can easily resonate with and also do. He says, should we have A sharp or A? What do you prefer? This is more serious. Krishna is always kind. When he sees that you are very eager to go to Krishna, he calls. He actually calls. Just like he explained to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, because you are my very dear friend, I am now disclosing the most confidential part of knowledge. Sarva Guyataman. I am telling you, Sarva Damang Parijaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. This is the most confidential part of knowledge. Don't be entangled with this pavaga. Pavaga means material existence. No! Take shelter of me. So this is calling Arjuna. So Prahlad Maharaj is expecting. Prabhupada is now turning to another role model, another example. Prahlad Maharaj is expecting, when the Lord will call me, that is real mercy. You, Prabhupada turns to all of us in the audience, you cannot call God or Krishna. Please come to me and save me. Krishna is not your servant. He does not agree to be your servant. But when he is pleased, he calls you. Please come and surrender unto me. Therefore, we must expect when the Master will call me. Don't try to see God, but act in such a way that God... No, you were wrong, he called you, yes. Don't try to see God, but act in such a way that God will call you. Please, come here. That is wanted. That is bhakti. Interesting, no? okay, I'm relieved. I can forget the lecture of Satchinanda Swami. It was paining me. He introduced the things I'm not feeling sure about. Oh, could he himself said, everything can go on the same way. Is that the right response? His calling is, please surrender unto me. Sava damang paji parityaja. Don't be entangled in your pavaga, your material existence, no? But surrender to him. My dear devotees, if we look a little bit on the definitions on surrender, because obviously this cannot be something very simple. Okay, I join a movement and now I'm in the on the list. It's not that easy. Surrender is, in the pure technical terms, of course you can surrender in very, very exalted consciousness. It is an in-between state between a person of this world who does everything on his terms and bhakti, devotion, love, devotional love. Surrender is in between because it is born from the understanding, I can't do it on my own. There is not yet so much love. When someone surrenders, it is a more, I give up, I can't do it. I give up my own plans and so on. So here are we, there is bhakti, which attracts Krishna, and in between is the road of surrender, Sharanagati. If you wish to hear more about this, there is an upcoming seminar, the Sharanagati seminar in February, where a scholar will speak, our Hari Parshad Prabhu, and he's a scholar of the entire Vedic scriptures, and then a second very accomplished scholar, Gauranga Darshan. He's a scholar mostly trained in the Bhagavatam, but impressive. He really sees the whole thing. And these are the two main speakers. Surrender is something that I think on every level should occupy me. As a young bhakta, surrender may be that moment when you throw your packet of cigarettes in the toilet and after fighting severely, you pull the trigger and it flushes your precious cigarettes away. I do this because I see I can't go on like this. I have to adopt some no intoxication. I need to stop smoking. It may appear again to you when you are before a medical procedure where you don't know if you come out of it alive or not, you know. And this time it is a little higher. You have to say, Krishna, put my life into your hands. I have no other choice. I'm doing this. Please save me. Like Gajendra, you know. Surrender may come to you at other times when you are a great devotee and guru, sannyasi, and you see things go different than you thought they should go with your disciples, and you have no, you see you can't really lift them up any longer. They have made a distance to you. At that time, you have to surrender to Prabhupada and Krishna and say, please save them. Please, they are good souls. It comes on different plateaus. It comes in different disguises. And the surrender may come when you think you are absolutely right, but if you are insisting on your way, you will only aggravate a situation, and perhaps a project will suffer. Or anything else at that time, or your service will suffer. You have to be humble. Yeah, you have to practice Atma Nivedanam at another stage, where you surrender to Krishna. Surrender will come when you will be slandered and you understand, well, I can't save myself. My dear Lord, I'm accepting you as my protector and maintainer. I will stop fighting and justifying myself. Surrender comes in many, many nuances, but it's never easy for the ego. Never easy. The ego, always, if it wants to remain attached to the packet of cigarette, it can be attached to, oh, I find a way, I find connections and solve my case, and so on. The ego always has its own ways, but here it is, surrender is that corridor. It's a narrow corridor, my dear devotees, between us here in the world and true bhakti or devotion. Anyways, I don't have the time to go deep in this, although it might be interesting. I want to now open one more time the Raj Vilas Stava in this lecture, and you will see it is in connection with Krishna calling us. Every morning, my dear devotees, Krishna is sitting at the town's gate to Nandishvara, yes, his capital, where he stays, his home, his parental home. And he is surrounded by a few cowherd boys, but in his communications with them, he's very absent-minded. He's not there in the conversation, because he waits for someone. Do you know for whom he waits? Srimati Radharani, yes, who comes at the morning because she is Amrita Hasta. Her hands, Hasta means hands, Amrita, nectar hands. Everything which she cooks, in other words, with whatever her hands come in contact, all preparations, even khichdi, turns into nectar. It has three qualities, what she cooks. It tastes delicious, it bestows appetite on you, and it expands the lifespan of everyone who would eat it. That would be the ultimate Ayurvedic cure, to taste delicious, bestows appetite, and certainly expands one's lifespan. No? Ayur. Veda means the knowledge to expand the lifespan. Now, in order to come to... So she will cook the breakfast of Krishna. Krishna has in his eternal Leela, it is arranged that she comes every morning. Krishna, in some ways, has arranged, he has called her. Now, she's not alone. She is guided by the wife of the son of the eldest of the Nanda clan. Nanda Maharaj has five brothers. He is the middle one. And the oldest is, who knows? Upananda, yes. He has a son who is a better astrologer than Brihaspati. What is his name? Subhadra, yes. Not like Lady Subhadra, he's a male Subhadra. Subhadra, Subhadra, I understand, with a long A. And this Subhadra is married to Kundalata, long A, a female name, Kundalata. So, she resides in Nandagram, but since Yashoda wants her so much to cook, wants Radha to cook so much for Krishna, that she has declared, my son will not eat anything else than what is cooked by Radha, at least for breakfast. So, therefore she sends a Nandagram Vasi, that is Kundalata, to bring Radharani from where? Vashana or Javat. Yes, this is nice to, if we slowly make ourselves familiar with these places and personalities. So, it's also like this, when I'm very respectful towards you, I will send a car or a transportation to bring you to my room. I will not say, come to my room on my own. I lovingly send someone who knows, who will also show you the best way, who will show you the crack in the staircase, which you have to avoid, and so on. And then you come. So Yashoda sends Kundalata. Prakatam ya braji pati mahishya gyaya sanayanti premna shashvat pati pati harivataya tapayanti tush yatse tamparam iha bhaje kunda puvam latam tam. I worship that Kundalata, who by the order of Nanda's queen Yashoda daily brings Sri Radha to the house of Sri Nanda for cooking. She gives this Kundalata, she gives immense pleasure to Sri Radha by discussing topics of Krishna with her on the way. She feels great satisfaction because of her intense love for the divine couple Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So, yeah, so when Kundalata arrives at Radha's place, Radha says, in either in Yavat or Vashana, she's a quarter of a year in one place, then a quarter of a year of the other, like this. Radha greets Kundalata by Vrajeshwari's grace. Who's Vrajeshwari? Yashoda, yes. By Vrajeshwari's grace, you have quickly come here. Your arrival, Kundalata, is as indescribably beautiful as the moonrise in the east at nightfall. Yashoda must have sent you. If you would not have come, and I would not have obtained this order, my mind would have been so very sad that it would have been better for me to leave my body. But before I can go, please go and ask my superiors. So Kundalata goes to Radha's superior. Who is that in this case? Yes, Jyotila. Or it, when she is in Vashana, it is her parents, no? So this time she is in Jovat, and Jyotila hears Kundalata. Kundalata comes. She's very respectable. She's the son of the, she's the wife of the son of the eldest of the Nanda clan. And Jyotila always schemes, if I get the favor of Nanda Maharaj, he might give me a few more cows. She's always after this, this kind of things. So the Kundalata goes to Jyotila and humbly asks for permission to bring Sri Radha. And Jyotila gives the permission and goes to Radha and says, go now. Keep your veil all the time on your head so that no one will see you. Radharani is so, so beautiful, no? That while you walk down the road, look in front of you. You are a high-born girl. Indeed, your dynasty and your customs are not lowly. You are full of great qualities. Stay in between the other girls and understand your duties. So the moment Radha and Kundalata leave the Javad, all the girls take down their veils and they sing heavily, and they are very happy to be amongst themselves, and they sing Govinda Nam, no? The names of Govinda, and they talk very happily and freely about Krishna. But the moment Radha approaches the town's gate, here you see something about this, this exquisiteness of Radha and Krishna's relationship. Her steps falter. One of her maidservants needs to hold her hip that she doesn't sway so much. Of course, she has already earlier, knowing that Nandagram starts here, has quailed herself totally. And her friends Lalita and Vishaka show her something she is most shy about. They point out a sapphire blue effulgence from the town's gate. From where is this effulgence? Krishna, of course. Who else has such an effulgence? Hey Radhe, look at the bluish aura around the town's gate that destroys the ocean-like patience of all the gopis. Radha is covered with a veil, but she sees Krishna smiling and swirling a lotus flower in his right hand. This is, of course, a gesture that means something. Just like I'm swirling this lotus flower in my hand, I'm swirling the mind of you gopis. And Radha's eyes at that moment change. They become like cups that drink the beautiful form of Krishna. Radha's nose also becomes like a cup that drinks the fragrance of Lord Krishna, which is so, so beautiful. It is like a very soft lotus smeared with musk. It's very subtle, in other words. And her ears also become like cows' ears. They're like cups, you know. Have you seen when the cow is inquisitive of you and wants to maybe check you out. Her eyes come like cups, and she wants to hear your sound, you know, if you're a good person or not. No, and then her ears become like cups, and she drinks the nectarian words of her beloved and is overwhelmed with ecstasy. At that moment, to respond, she slightly, just a little, opens her veil to show Krishna her face. Her bangles are sweetly jingling, and the rings on her fingers shoot light. And when Krishna sees the smiling face of Radha, hears the sound of the bangles, and can perceive the light from her rings of finger, oh, he is dazzled. He cannot move any longer. All his, you know, swirling a lotus flower and all this is gone. And he just gazes at Radharani without a movement. Govindadas describes the extraordinary beauty of Srimati Radharani. She is dressed in a colorful silken sari. Her eyes are beautified by eyeliners. Even pearls cannot compare to the luster of her teeth. They shine, in other words, very strongly, and when she laughs, it is most attractive, because her voice defeats the soft voice of the cuckoos. Her hand palms and foot soles shine like red lotus petals. There is not a dull red, it's a shining red, and even Cupid is defeated by her. So Radha then, all of a sudden, her body shivers, and she whispers to Kundalata, Sakhi, I can't move anymore. There are so many pebbles on the pathway. And Kundalata, who is so confidential, says, are these pebbles on the pathway or in your mind? Is the obstacle, in other words, a physical one, or that you can't move, or is it a more mental one in the mind? So let us stop here and come back to our theme and perhaps see something that will give us hope and inspiration. Krishna waits for Radha, but we hear from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the second part, that he does not only wait for Radharani. He waits for the living entity. And this is something where the sadhaka, the seriously practicing devotee in this world, who has seen his limitations, can take tremendous encouragement. We want to see this in the scriptures, because that's a bold statement. Krishna waits for all living entities. My dear devotees, there is a statement in 2.481-87 and 2.660. One is Lord Narayan talking to Gop Kumar when he comes to Vaikuntha. The other is Krishna talking to Gop Kumar when he comes to Goloka Vrindavan. This is so often told in lectures that perhaps I will make it brief here and bring the most important points of Narayan's speech and then Krishna's speech to our attention. He says, Swagatam, Swagatam, Vatsa. He addresses Gop Kumar, who has just come from the, you know, he has come from the world, but he went through the Brahman, he really made a journey. And then he, the Lord says, two times Swagatam, because he is exceedingly happy. He doesn't say only one time Swagatam. No? When you have a good friend and he welcomes you, he will also sometimes say, welcome, welcome, I can't believe you made it. You know, Swagatam. Vatsa, Vatsa means it's an affectionate term used to someone who's very dear to the parents. It's Vatsalyaba. It means a little calf, really, literally. But also parents relate like cows to their little sons and daughters and therefore call them Vatsa. When they're still smaller, they call him Shishu. Also nice, no? Name for baby. Vishishu, Shishu. So, Swagatam, Swagatam, Vatsa. I have been eager to see you for so many days. Oh, friend. What he calls him, friend. You have gone through so many births. But alas, you did not show even the slightest interest in me. Like the commentaries say, like you didn't even chant the holy names like Ajamil did. You no interest. You didn't go to Kirtan, nothing. He continues like this. I'm so happy to see you finally. My happiness is so intolerable. I almost faint. He did not faint. Now when he finally goes, leaves Vaikuntha and goes to Krishna in Braj, Krishna actually fainted in ecstasy when he saw him. He fell on the ground, and do you remember what happened to the mud around, the dust around him? I've said it already, so I can. It became mud. Why? He cried tears and he perspired so profusely. So his Krishna's love seems to be more than that of Narayan, because Narayan didn't faint, but Krishna fainted from joy. I was overwhelmed by love when I this is what he says, Gop Kumar. I was overwhelmed by love when I saw Krishna. Being controlled by feelings of love for this wretch, I jumped up, came to. No, sorry. I'm getting here a little happy. So, once again, I go slowly. I, Gop Kumar is talking, was overwhelmed by love when I saw Krishna. Being controlled by feelings of love for this wretch, me, he, Krishna, jumped up, came to me, held me around the neck, and then fainted of ecstatic love and fell to the ground. So later, with the help of Balaram, the loving swoon of Krishna was subsiding, and so on. So if Krishna is so eager to receive Krishna in his form of Narayan, Krishna in his form of Braj, Krishna, the Braj Krishna, so eager to receive a soul of this world who does not show any inclination to him. That is important to note. How much eager is he to see Radha? It cannot be described with the words which we have in our human language. But let me return to the point which we have here. Krishna calls us like we have seen in this pastime, which started with an explanation of Kundalata and her service to bring Radha to Krishna every morning for cooking what meal, please?
Breakfast.
Yes. Mm. So this is, therefore Prabhupada says, we must expect when the master will call me. Don't try to see God, but act in such a way that God will call you. Please come here. That is wanted. However, my dear devotees, you must show inclination, because Krishna doesn't break his rule that he doesn't mix or come into your own independence. He doesn't take someone who doesn't want to surrender. And you show your inclination in this world by two things, by surrender and by engaging in calling out his name in kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. He's not known as the Japa Guru, as the Japa Avatar. He's the Kirtan Avatar. As he passed his time in Navadvip, there was not a moment when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not do Kirtan. Indeed, we hear from Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'm reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat here, by the way. The kirtan had such an effect on him that wherever he happened to be at that time, it could be in a street, in a courtyard, visiting a devotee, or he could take a water in the, maybe not take water, he was in the Ganga taking a bath, or perhaps in the forest. Wherever he was at a particular time, incessant tears started to flow from his lotus eyes, and he would forget himself and fall on the ground. This would happen, that he would lose himself in ecstasy whenever someone, for any reason whatsoever, would enter the name Hari. Yes, you know, I heard yesterday of a devotee who chanted for 6 years Hari, not knowing what this means. Her husband was Hari, you know. So when Lord Chaitanya heard, if someone, let us say such a person, I don't know if someone like that existed in Navadvip at that time, but for any reason whatsoever chanted Hari, he would come to that person and he would become moved in ecstasy and fall to the ground. This became, he loved kirtan, the names of the Lord, so much. So to protect him, his associates who were with him all the times would carry him to their own residence, close the doors and chant kirtan. They wouldn't let him stay on the street, you know, lie on the street or in the forest or in the water and so on. They would take him quickly, let's rush him, and I think they must have carried him on their heads and brought him in safety. So Mahaprabhu is really showing how much the names of Lord Krishna are wonderful. His mind would always be with Krishna, so sometimes he would chant also Gokula, Gokula. Or he would chant Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Or he would chant Mathura, Mathura. Yeah. Gripped by strong feelings and devotional mellows that were difficult to understand for those who were nearby, he would sometimes make drawings on the ground with his fingernails, like he would make a threefold bending form like this in the dust, and then he would gaze with unblinking eyes on this form and drench the earth with his tears. Who can say what he saw in those moments? Certainly not just dust and circumferences, you know, with a nail. No, no. The ecstasy overwhelmed him so entirely that he was not aware whether it was day or night. And these ecstatic moods were so strong that, like a strong fire that leaps from one tree to another, the devotees became also deeply affected, so much so that they embraced each other around the neck and cried in ecstatic love of Krishna. So, we have seen, was it last year perhaps, the Australian bushfire? Have we seen it? Was it last year or before? One more year back. It became almost unstoppable, I understood. The news of the world were full, and I could see there were someone showed me, because I was praying it wouldn't come to Perth, where Bhujang Prabhu and Jagatarini are. I would not like my friends to be burnt. So, was it nearby Perth?
No,
on the other side. That's another universe, because Australia is so large. It's not like Germany, you know. So we could see a move. We could see something in the video. The video was shown how the fire from one tree or an assembly of tree jumped to the crown of the nearby trees and would affect them, and so that they would burst into flame. We could see that in that documentary video of the Australian bushfire. This is how Lord Chaitanya would spread bhakti. He would chant, he would cry. Everyone who was nearby, he got mostly drenched, you know, with the tears of Mahaprabhu, but the whole, his ecstatic mood, which was moving in his heart, moved in his life. We hear of the devotees who danced easily for 6 hours in ecstasy, and so on and so forth. And this ecstasy is there even today when a devotee following the order of the line of thought of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engages in kirtan. There is a verse, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dana, bhakti e Krishna nama, smarana krandana. Devotional service of bhakti, another time bhakti, bhakti yoga is a wealth. And what does it mean? Well, while someone remembers, it means crying while remembering Krishna's name. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the next verse explains how one might come to that level. When a prideless person repeatedly calls out the name of Krishna with a melted heart, and then realizes that the name of Krishna and Krishna are non-different, he attains the eternal service of the holy names. Eternal service is not possible in this body, which will die after a few days. Eternal service is possible in the spiritual world, no? And he says, but sometimes we see a young Mataji cry when the melody is very cryable. Madhuji is suffering because her prospect for marriage has decided differently. Or the young boy is crying for the same reason. The crying out of distress born of trying to dominate the material world or losing such domination is not intended here. Rather, it is to be understood that such ecstatic crying results from eternal happiness. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Mm. Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj tells us in one lecture that once he met a devotee who was said to be chanting 192 rounds a day. This devotee was born in India, and he had made his whole village to chant. I forgot, was it 16 rounds a day or 64 rounds a day? He was really an influential Namvrati. And Bhakti Vigyan Goswami said, I'm so interested, how do you chant that many rounds? You know, 190, those who are chanting extra rounds know 192 or so is, oh, that's a lot. If you do it each day, you can do it one day, but then you drink some, and you need to drink some extra water, you know, and so on. So, can you just show me how you do it? So the devotee sat down. He was old, he has left the body already. He was sitting down. You want to see how I chant japa? I chant japa, Hare Krishna, like, no, can you just show me how you do it if you chant so many rounds? So he humbly sat down and started to chant. All of a sudden his face lit up with so much happiness, and he started to cry actually. A cry profusely. Then Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj said, I see, it's in another realm, in other words, in another domain, in another, you know, this is Bhakti Yoga, A Krishna Nam Smaran Krandan. Devotional service means, or Bhakti Yoga means, crying while remembering Krishna's names. Yes, this is there. Now I have one thing I want to conclude with. So we must chant in the spirit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a beautiful lecture which our Giriraj Maharaj, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, has included in his book I'll Build You a Temple, the Juhu Story. It is where Prabhupada really makes it this point which I would like you to take into consideration very clear. He said, it's actually impossible to reach Krishna. Atas, he is beyond, like Ajendra said, he is transcendental. But if you follow the method of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is possible. That method of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing his holy names. This is the method. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually gave this Durlabha, Adyanta Durlabha Prema, the extremely rare and difficult to obtain prema. In order to obtain it, he teaches Sharanagati, which has become the life of all serious devotees, because they know Sharanagati as the corridor between our present fallen state and the world of Krishna. I finally found it. I'm a little distracted. this chanting, my dear devotee, in the devotees, is a little bit comparable to what we see in the monsoon. It starts really as a cloud, but this cloud accumulates and gradually turns into a tempest, and then it brings floods of water. Those of you who have seen, there was this year, floods of Yamunaji was flooding up to Mathura. And it was really very high. The Parikram path, which you are going when using when you go do Vrindavan Parikram, was entirely flooded, waist deep at such things. So it all started from a small cloud, but gradually this cloud grew. What could it mean for you to grow your kirtan in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line? Is through what he taught, the path of Sharanagati. I would leave you with a verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's in the Madhya Lila chapter 19. Lifting his arms, Lord Gaura told the world, everyone say the name of Krishna without criticizing. Truly, he said it twice, truly, I'm telling the truth, I'm telling the truth, I'm telling you now, one who does not criticize and just says Krishna is easily saved by me. One who does not criticize and just once says, yeah, have you not criticized? Have you not criticized in your thoughts? Have you not criticized yesterday? Have you not criticized the day before yesterday? Is there maybe a talk today where you will criticize someone to someone else? Not criticizing. That may require some surrender from you, no? That may mean you have to investigate a little your mood. Is there jealousy? Is there enviousness? Is there a fragile personality who easily gets hurt? And so on. Yes, so following the path of Lord Chaitanya is what Prabhupada really came. That is what he also saw his spiritual master at the end of his stay in this world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was lying on the bed, which he would never leave again. And one devotee sang a song on his request. It says, it is a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that illustrates the second verse of Shikshastakam. I have not, although hearing your name, I have not developed any attraction to it. And overwhelmed by divine ecstasy, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would sing always, and he spread kirtan. He is just an ecstatic mood, you know, and is overwhelmed by one of the symptoms of ecstasy, that is humility. He clasped his heart and said, I have not developed any attraction to the holy name. So Prabhupada saw, he is learning from Bhakti, has learned from his Guru Maharaj, or some don't like to hear this in our movement, that is, Prabhupada is representing his Guru Maharaj. Of course, the chanting of the holy name is very very, very dear to Prabhupada, and he wanted to make sure that we learn to do it properly. We avoid the offenses of the holy name, adopt the proper behavior, and then bring our japa and kirtan to perfection, more and more and more. I think for some of us, it is a matter of showing up to the holy name. I think many of you are initiated and you have given commitments at your initiation fire, most properly, to chant how many rounds? 16. So to show up to this commitment may be something you might like to consider in relationship with the holy name. If you want the holy name to become dear to you, you have to show up. You can't ignore him, and so on. There are other forms which you might like to consider. One is here this ninda point. This best is to stop ninda entirely, because how can you know who's a devotee and who's not? Sometimes someone is a devotee in a few days, you know, or is making the first steps in a few days. It's good to be kind, jiva daya. It's the safe way is jiva daya. Mahaprabhu's way is only three things, you know, nama ruchi, develop taste, and the holy name. That happens when you avoid offenses. Then Vaishnava seva, serve the Vaishnavas, don't criticize them. And finally, jiva daya, show some kindness to others. This is a good path. So as you engage on this path, my dear devotees, a natural inclination will awaken where you actually say, I'm so interested in Krishna. Let me hear a little bit more. And you will take a profound study of the books that are available to you, the Krishna book, Nectar of Devotion. And as you develop more and more inclination to the Lord, it will be natural. It will be as natural as some of us feel hunger for breakfast. It is not induced. It is something that developed very natural, and then you go the natural path. It's anyways good if you go in these matters, the natural path of attraction and not of forced. But you have to apply force when you go in the Vaidhi practice. You have to be afraid of all the statements in the scriptures that when you don't do it, and you don't chant 16 rounds, Prabhupada said, I can do nothing for you. Yes, I have made a collection of these things here. Fear has to be there. And from that, you will develop into the world of attraction, but you will still show up to the same rules and regulations that are practiced in the form of bhakti, which we are very familiar with. Yeah, this is a little bit and I feel so great happiness because, my dear devotees, speaking personally I'm not an advanced devotee. I collect these things out of collector's interest, these points. I have not a good mind. My mind is, I'm the son of a mass murderer, a Nazi officer who was engaged in war and ethnic extinction. And so on, to give a word which is not so shocking. A very creative mind, very interested in many things. It is for me, my personal credo, my personal belief is the holy name is in this age of Kali our way. It's the best way, and we should find out how to make it work for ourselves. That's what I strongly believe that is what I mostly preach when I give, whatever I can, I'm allowed to do in service. And this is my deep conviction. It is not that I think it is, let me say what I think. I think it is absolutely enough. When we take it serious and learn to avoid what needs to be avoided and learn to take on board what needs to be taken on board. What is that an English word? You know, and adopt what needs to be adopted to chant happily and joyfully. And I wanted to give this, therefore, this ending. I will end now in Prabhupada's voice, because this is the last time I talk to all of you. Don't try to see God, but act in such a way that God will call you. Please, come here. We heard about from the scriptures today that this is possible. What scripture we heard this from? Brihad Bhagavatamrita. That is wanted. That is bhakti. And he continues, not that, oh God, please come, I will see you. Why will God come to see you? He's very busy. What have you done that you want to see God? If you say, this was during the time where Indira Gandhi was the president, or the, what is it, prime ministress, if you say, oh Indira Gandhi, please come here, I shall see you. Why will she come? Be qualified and she will see you. This is not bhakti. This, come. Nachya nachyaire Gopal. That is, dance before me, Gopal. No, Gopal is not anyone's servant, that he will come dancing. You first be qualified, and then he'll see you. He'll call you. Yes. Come back. Come back home. Back home. Back to Godhead. Be qualified. Hare Krishna. Good. So let me now secretly watch the Visva. Yes, it was like I thought. We have a little time now, my dear devotees. Do you have a question regarding this lecture? That would be nice if we first deal with this, but perhaps if we qualify the question, just ask the question you wish to ask. We have a microphone for you if you wish to, then we can hear it. I see our Maharaj, our young Maharaj here, yes. Please wait, we get the microphone for you. Your good name now?
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Swami.
Wow, that's a name. Sri Krishna Swami, Chaitanya Swami. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for wonderful association.
We have little time, so come to the core of your question. This is your surrender this morning. Yes.
The question is about surrender. We spoke about Sharanagati, and you also spoke about Atmanivedanam. The word Atmanivedanam came up more rarely in the lecture than Sharanagati. My question is, could you kindly compare and contrast, how do we understand Atmanivedanam and Sharanagati? Are they the same? Are they the difference?
Sharanagati, you can imagine, it is like a person who has limbs. Now the main body without which Sharanagati or taking shelter cannot exist is like the main body of a person. There are, a person can exist without feet or hand, or a leg can be gone. But he needs, in order to live, the trunk of the body and the head. No? So Sharanagati, in order to live, needs Goptritve Sharanam, Goptritve. Huh? See? Yeah. This is, the Lord is my maintainer. I'm His. Like a child who is naturally surrendering. So, the word Sharanagati, now this is something you need to use your intelligence again, means to move. Gati means to walk towards shelter. Like when it rains severely, you run towards a rain shelter, no? A roof or something. So Sharanagati means to move forward in a, it's a process. And the first steps you take in the art of Sharanagati in order to come to the to fully blossom Sharanagati is to accept what is favorable for your bhakti, what is good, and to reject those things that are unfavorable. Then, as you move forward, you are slowly coming to Krishna as your protector, and then to Krishna as your maintainer, and at that time, you are able to do Atma Nivedanam, that is the surrender of Atma. Atma can mind, can mean body, mind, and soul. No, then you have the full-blown Sharanagati. It's a process, in other words. Perhaps you can think, what could you adopt that helps you? Huh? What on the next level? Is there something when you leave Govardhan retreat which you can do? Remember, it's a process. It's a process. Don't leave the retreat the same you are. Then you have the same life after a few days. You know, what could you adopt on the next level? What could you drop on the? You know, are there some things that you don't want the public to know about? That is not, which you already know are harmful, that you could drop. Yes, and then move on, and as you move on, so on. So your question on Sharanagati, yes, the answer is not so simple, but Atma Nivedanam comes as you practice the earlier limbs of Sharanagati, where you come also to this understanding which forms the main body of Sharanagati. The Lord is my maintainer. He is the one who takes care of me. I just surrender to Him. I don't run away from Him any longer. Yes? And then it will fully blossom. Oh, Maharaj, it will fully blossom. We who carry the danda need to practice this. Ooh. Body, mind, and words. Hare Krishna. Anyone else? I see in the, I don't have my long distance glasses. I see the person on the right side closer to the door. Yes, you whose hand went down. I can't see your face at the moment.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for being so kind and merciful giving this topic. You mentioned that kirtan is like Harinam means kirtan, and Rupa Goswami also speaking of japa, he refers to mantra. So where is the space for japa the way that we do it in the angas of?
Yeah, japa is defined by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as saying the names very softly. It is, and kirtan is defined as praising out loudly. So when you do japa, you say it softly, and the idea of saying it softly is not that it is that you, your internal body, your mind is there. You are not absent-minded or inattentive, which is, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's word, the root of all the other problems you may face in japa. But you bring your mind to the holy names, no? That is, and you say, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's a, then the Holy names are seen as a mantra. A mantra is usually intoned softly. Therefore, Prabhupada says, muttering or whispering the Gayatri mantra. No? That is a form of japa which is called upangsu, very softly. Now, kirtan, praise and dance, you know. Have you ever seen a japa person in Hare Krishna movement? Everything is seen, but normally, we have not yet seen. One day we will see, for sure. So yes. So what is the relationship between japa and kirtan? See, good japa will assist you in your kirtan, and good kirtan will assist you in your japa. No? They are interlinked. That is something which our young kirtan leaders may have to consider in their life also. They are very good and expert in kirtan, very impressive, but in their japa there may be still some room for improvement. So their kirtan with their good voices and musical skills will profit tremendously from good japa, and vice versa. The kirtan influences the two. Why do we do japa? Japa is alone time with Krishna, which is so important because you form your relationship with Krishna. In kirtan, also you sing for Krishna, yes. But there are many people around, there are instruments around, there are much public is around often. But in japa, you are secluded and it's all about you and Krishna. You may sit with many, but it's really the focus is not on, the focus is on the, is japa like. I like to quote this one thing, it's not my own sentence, I saw it somewhere. Next time you, I will tweak it a little for japa. Next time you are in japa and you are by yourself, remember that now God has sent everyone away, so it's finally all between you and God. Nice, no? That is in japa very much the case. Japa is more difficult also than kirtan, because kirtan purifies the mind. As Mahaprabhu has said, cetodapanamajanam, it wipes the mind from the dust of selfish desires, you know, it makes it clean. Whereas japa can be performed only when the mind is purified, when you sit there and you do japa. I think you have all seen this, the last Netflix movie you have secretly seen comes up during your japa, or the last quarrel you had with someone comes up, or your concern about your health comes up, and so on. It is the dust comes up, you know, that is on the mirror of the mind. And yes, it is more difficult. Therefore, do a lot of kirtan. When kirtan is there, And you are able to come, jump into the kirtan, Hare Krishna. So, let me look towards the Mataji side. I believe I see you. Are you, let me try to guess by your aura. You must be the facilitator, New Vrindavan, Manjari even, yes. Gopi Manjari, yes. This will be the last question, and then we will do just a 5-minute kirtan where you can try.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. I wanted to ask, when we try and practice Lila Smaranam, it seems like the imagination is sometimes needed, and it has to come into play. yet this is still from the material mind. And sometimes in Japa meditation, I feel a sense that I can really tap into a felt sense, like a sensation of Krishna's presence, a feeling. Is there a time true revelation can take place in form, lila? I feel there's a difference between a felt sense of Krishna's presence and actual revelation. Maybe the felt sense is more, I'm not sure, paramatma, or a sense of knowing there's a relationship, as opposed to a revelation of Krishna's lila and it being revealed. And I'm wondering if you can share something about the two differences in revelation and relationship to felt sense.
Yeah, you are correct. In your observation, one feels sometimes forced to remember Krishna and his pastimes, feels sometimes forced, whereas in kirtan we do actually have a felt sense of Krishna's presence, and we feel he's really there, and so on. And it's not just an imagination. We may look around and others also feel it. We have been touched by something divine, by the divine presence. Yes, yes. In kirtan, revelations do come quickly. And there is something which Prabhupada, but this doesn't do away with the need to hear Krishna's pastimes. At the end of the Krishna book, Prabhupada writes this in the 19th chapter: by hearing the transcendental pastimes of Krishna and becoming attracted, one is transferred to the spiritual world. When we are gathering together in the evening to hear about the amazing love that goes on between the devotees and Krishna from Jagatarini Mataji and the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we feel it, that this is good for our Krishna consciousness. And then perhaps when you do kirtan, you will remember, oh, when Krishna stumbled out of the bedroom and he was crying, that remembrance will come in your kirtan. And after some time, this might not, this will no longer be just an image, vignette, it's called in French language, you know, such a, but the Krishna will actually, you will see him stumbling out, you will see something, it becomes life. Your mind stuff, which you remember, and the things you remember, will by Krishna's mercy get color, and the color of reality. So both help each other, you know, again. They are all, these processes of devotional service should be seen as interlinking, sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavat shravan, mathura vasa, and murti seva, these five things, they are all working together. And they all require the magical touch of Krishna's mercy to come alive, all of them. Also, lila smaranam, you know, that is a constant criticism by our line towards the Babaji's. And this criticism is done with the appropriate polemics and everything, and you know, sharp words, that they eat only the bananas of the mind. That is what Kokshodas Babaji said. Or these people who artificially force something, they are like ladies who are not pregnant, but who hold their belly, it's coming, it's coming. It will not come, you know, if you're not pregnant, it will not come, you know, no matter how much you scream. It needs to be something inside. someone inside, you know. So yes, a mental imagination. There are many polemical comparisons, and it's good for us to hear them so that we know this is not what real spiritual life is. Does this satisfy your inquiry to some degree of satisfaction? Gopi Manjari is always coming to New Vrindavan when there is a holy name immersion. That's wonderful, wonderful seva. Yes, Hare Krishna. It's interesting, no? I can't see with the eyes very good, but I can. You can feel a person who you know over miles, perhaps, you know. Interesting. What is possible with the mind, you know? So a short 5 minute kirtan, then we will end. Only 5 minutes. It's part of the seminar. Don't know, oh, yeah, kirtan now. Now I can eat. No, no, now it's over. No, no, now it starts. We heard, no? Oh, I have my wristwatch here. Sharadwan is thinking, no, if he starts, he will not end. 5 minutes. Seven. Can I? 7 minutes. Then we have an accurate. No, the same. Govinda count. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Two short prompts. As we continue to chant, please, my dear devotees, try to be as attentive as possible. That means bind your mind to each syllable, or collect your mind and let it rest on each syllable, perhaps like a bird who rests on a twig, who flies and flutters and then descends on a branch. So each syllable, awareness, yes. And please try to sing a little louder. It's nice kirtan is to be done loud. Please start now. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. Shila Prabhupada Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much for your joy, for your participation. It was a great pleasure of indispensable need for me to see that there is interest in such subjects. Hare Krishna.